My name is Ketia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Betty L. Springsteen, B-E-T-T-Y, middle initial L, last name S-P-R-I-N-G-S-T-E-E-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 3B. This CKD has improved and is slowly returning to baseline since the last visit. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 28 from 50, creatinine of 1.5 from 1.8, and a GFR of 34 from 29, period. The patient is recovering from acute kidney injury, secondary to pre-renal azotemia, as well as urinary tract infection from the last visit, period. There is no evidence of significant activity in the urinary sediments. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. There is, however, elevation of her uric acid, which can contribute to this CKD, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Period. Period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with iron saturation of 18% and hemoglobin of 10.8. Semicolon, the hematocrit is 33.8%. Period. We started her on new iron, NU-IRON, 150 milligrams, one tablet twice a day, and will continue to monitor, period. Next line, hypokalemia, which is improving, with serum potassium of 3.4 from 2.8, period. We refilled the potassium chloride supplementation and encourage her to continue taking it daily. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 9.5 from 6.0, period. We discussed at great length the effects of elevated uric acid on the body, and started her on allopurinol, 100 milligrams, one tablet daily, period. We will repeat the uric acid level and continue to monitor the effectiveness of the allopurinol, period. If the uric acid remains elevated despite the administration of the allopurinol, we may consider Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A, treatment in the future, period. We discussed the Krystexxa therapy, and the patient agrees with the current plan, period. Next line, hypercalcemia, which has resolved, period. The recent serum calcium is 9.2 from 10.1, and her ionized calcium level is within normal limits, period. We will continue to monitor, period. Next line, urinary retention. The patient has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, next week and has a pending cystoscopy period. She had a pelvic ultrasound completed yesterday. Period. We will request those medical records at the next visit. Period. Next line. Left breast cancer status post lumpectomy on 8/2/22. She currently follows with the Moffitt Cancer Center and has an upcoming appointment with oncologists to plan out the next course of treatment. Next line. Coronary artery disease status post stents times 3. She follows with her cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 104 over 52. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, obesity. We encourage her to continue weight loss via plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein and processed foods, and to increase her physical activity. Period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. And